Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Robinson flexes out to the boundary at the right. Penix wants to throw. Michael sets, throws, caught! London at the five, flag thrown. Two flags thrown. Drake London, if it stands, first and goal at the two, Atlanta. Corey Thornton hanging on for dear life in the Carolina secondary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to a mic'd up in a moment because Mike found a way to smile last night.
I did.
I'm not sure how after
Thank
that
goodness.
Falcons loss.
Thank goodness.
Did you laugh a lot?
I did.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to find out the secret to the laughter in a moment. But right now, these guys got to man up.
All right, fellas. Mike, this weekend, pretty darn good. Still a winning weekend for you. 3-2 this weekend. You are at 27-19-1 overall.
Let's go.
Bo, you struggled a little bit more, my friend, but it's okay. You've been good overall. You still got a good overall record. You went 2-3 this weekend. You're now at 25-22. Overall, but there was
stupid rando pick.
Yeah.
Got me.
Yeah,
I missed it by half a point.
You did. Oh,
so
yeah, you did.
That was so angry.
That was indeed a bad beat, my friend. But there was one pick that you both together just overall just had a couple of real bad takes. Take a listen.
I don't know why the Eagles are favored by 2.5. I can't figure out the NFL, but what I do know is that both these teams have explosive offenses when they want to. I think that both the offenses will get it done. I'll take over 46.5.
I think you look at Philadelphia's defense last week, holding Green Bay to 7 points. That's a little bit out of character. Dan Campbell's taking over play calling, so maybe they're filling themselves a little bit with the offense. I'll take the over as well.
Get that idiot off the radio.
Wow. You know what I hear, though? I hear that Dylan feels like the Eagles got disrespected. Like, yeah. That's the only thing I can hear.
Because you notice he wanted to play that
cut.
For both of
yes.
us, right?
He's like, Oklahoma, Bama, Georgia, be damned.
I mean,
let's play the
dude,
Eagles
I'm
cut.
Glad
okay.
you guys noted this as well, because Dylan's like, let me,
how are we flipping man on Monday on me?
Let me tell you something. My Georgia call, because I was like, it's going to be a barn burner. Georgia, hey, every time they play a good team, they're terrible in the first half. It's going to be high scoring, and they absolutely blew doors, and he didn't play that. But he plays when I disrespect his little Iggies.
Yeah.
So
no, I feel
yeah.
the
Listen,
same way, man.
The reason I chose this game in particular is because y'all both had equally bad takes. Mike was talking about, I don't know why they're favored by 2.5. Both thought, you know, this game was going
to
be some sort of shootout, and
always
it was 16-9. So, yeah.
Vegas knows, dude. You always listen to Vegas. If it's shocking, you always take that.
I mean.
Always.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess we can't disrespect the guy's team.
I mean, it's just, man, the Eagles by 2.5. Yeah. You're like, why? Well, Vegas has got good reason.
It's really crazy.
They always do.
How y'all are supposed to man up and y'all really try
well,
to flip man up. That's really crazy.
That's why I took the under in that Broncos game, which worked for me. I mean, because
that was a good call.
The Vegas was like 44.5. I'm like, dude, the Chiefs in a game that's only 44.5, you know something I don't. So it worked. Anyways.
You want to go over the records one more time?
Yes, one more time to go over records. Mike, you went 3-2 this weekend. You're at 27-19-1. Bo, you went 2-3 this weekend. You are at 25-22 overall.
And we don't cherry pick our games like other shows.
That's right. Still best picking show here in the state of Georgia, period.
You can join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They'll be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. That's Andy and Randy on Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks. I bet they'll make their picks then.
And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Before we get to what I actually laughed about, can we talk about the college football AP Top 25 poll just a little bit? I want to get Bo's take on this because, look, man, I'm a Bama alum. I wouldn't call myself a Bama homer. I think I just pretty much try to lay it out as it is what it is. I figured they were going to be in trouble this past weekend. Is Bama, are you okay with it, Bo, that Bama is slotted behind Notre Dame in the AP Top 25 poll? That's the one I cannot really wrap my mind around. Bama's got the bad loss to Florida State. You got a loss to Oklahoma, who's a top, number 8 right now. Notre Dame, that's the one I'm looking at it going, yeah, the two losses probably better, but the victories are the ones that I can't quite slice apart. What do you think about the top 25 that came out yesterday?
Yeah, I don't like that. Does Notre Dame have a win as good as Alabama?
It beat Pitt handily this past weekend. That was the top 25. Remember we talked about Pitt that like really kind of held the keys to a lot of different things. And I think they beat, what, USC?
Oh, yeah, wow. Did they go to Athens and beat Georgia?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, did they beat—
That's the one that I'm struggling with.
Did they beat Georgia in Athens? No. Did they beat, you know, I don't even know what the hell must have frozen over, but I would take Vanderbilt right now over USC. That win over Vanderbilt, they went over USC or Pitt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that we're saying that.
It really is.
But the loss to Florida State is where— that's what's knocking them down.
100%.
And I think the nature of the loss, you know, week one, you know, OU, it's so funny, man. And this is why the fire the coach sentiment drives me absolutely crazy, is everyone was, well, Brent Venables might be fired before the fifth game of the year.
Right.
And I sit there and I go, why? Well, they were terrible last year. Yeah, but the year before he was 10-win team, and then last year he didn't have a quarterback, but he had a defense that was as good as anybody in the country. Now look at him, 8-2.
Their defense is so good,
dude. They're phenomenally
so good.
And John Mateer, for all the hype that he was, has he been good? Sure, but he hasn't been great. I mean, Abe Gordon was like, oh, he's going to be hot.
I think Bama outgained him by 200 yards. It was crazy.
At SEC Media Days, Abe and I were going, he's like, oh, John Mateer's going to be like, he's like a Heisman Trophy guy. And he's just been, and I know he had the injury, that's fine, but he hasn't been
defense.
He hasn't been this worldly quarterback. He's just been serviceable enough, so much better than what you had last year. Because you didn't have Jackson Arnold. Well, at times he wasn't even serviceable last
year.
Did
either one of y'all watch the Texas A&M South Carolina game?
Yes, on and off in between a visit to Publix that I'd like to regret.
Did you think that game was over at halftime?
No. No.
Whoa,
but
stop it.
Stop. Hold on. Can I finish? Can I finish? Did I think it was over? No, I knew A&M would make some type of run. Did I think that South Carolina would lose? No. I thought it would be— it was one of those games where South Carolina is going to do maybe score one more time in the second half and bet be just enough to stop a rally. Because you know A&M wasn't going to get shut out for four quarters like that to South Carolina. I did not think A&M would come back like they did and win like they did. I thought South Carolina would win, but I thought that they would make some type of like comeback that would get it to at least like 10 points.
Yeah, it was. And we're talking about Marcel Reed with a couple of my buddies on Saturday. It's like, that could have possibly been your Heisman moment if you had not been so bad in the first half. Because a comeback like that, you're looking at it going, oh, my God.
Might be the greatest tweet of this football season, what Marcel Reed sent out.
What'd it say?
It said, my bad about the first half. And not direct quote, but he was like, my bad. Basically, he apologized for the— I think he just said, sorry about that first half. Can we talk about the
Please do.
Off the field incident?
Yes. Oh, the police officer. What are we?
Yeah, what was that?
First off, have you guys seen
What an idiot.
Have you seen the Dr. Pepper commercials with Brian Bosworth as
the
cop?
As the
well,
police
first
officer.
First off, that cop was cosplaying as Brian Bosworth yesterday on Saturday.
Man.
That is I'm a law enforcement guy. Yeah, I'm a military guy.
Sure, man.
I'm a public service guy. Because I think that no one does a harder job for the amount of money that they get. But we were talking about words we can't say on the air before we went on the air. And that's like the jackass of the day award right there to that guy. First off, Harbor hurt himself.
Yeah, he did.
He tweaked his hammy. Because, boy, talk about burner.
Oh, he's fast. He's worldly
fast. Take the top
fast.
Off of defense? Yeah. I mean, that was just such an unnecessary action by that police officer.
I'm with you on the whole, like, look, it's a shout out to the first responders. But the thing is, first responders hate guys like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
because
do.
They're looking at it going, dude, you make us look awful.
Yep.
And he can say whatever he wants to. Dude, he walks between two players that just scored a touchdown. They're on cleats on concrete, and he doesn't even turn his shoulders. He straight gets as wide as a semi truck.
Oh,
and I'm like, what are we doing, man?
He looked like the guy.
He could not have possibly looked worse.
He looked like the guy walking through the gym. Was it with the
invisible lat syndrome?
Yeah,
yep,
yeah.
When are people just going to realize it's 2025? Cameras are everywhere. You will get caught doing this.
If you
stuff.
Don't realize it after you hit somebody that just scored a touchdown on ABC, then I don't know when you're going to realize.
Oh, he realized it after because
he got
was
sent home.
He was sent. Yeah,
and it's probably going to get worse than that.
You got to go.
It's unfortunate, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On to what I did yesterday after the Falcons game.
Yes.
So,
did you go home and drink a bottle of whiskey?
I was close to that, but I did not because I wanted to get up and be able to hang out with you guys this morning and not have the puffy eyes and all the other stuff. And, you know, even though I do sound like I'm hungover, I'm not. I got a little rasp in the voice. That's all. Shout out, and I'm not going to put this guy's name out there because I don't want people to go ask him for the favors that I asked him for, but shout out to the multiple people that hooked me up with tickets last night to go see Nate Bargatze. At State Farm Arena. He did two nights. He did Saturday night and he did Sunday night. He was absolutely incredible. I don't know how you guys feel, and I think we've had the conversation on here before about comedians in person.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been to a big venue. It's always been like somewhere that's like smaller, serving food, improv style, that kind of thing. He was, He was so freaking funny last night that I was doubled over in laughter half the night. I never thought I could laugh at a comedian in person the way I laughed at Nate Bargatze yesterday. It was absolutely hysterical. I will not even do him an injustice by trying to talk about the jokes that he did, but if you've ever watched his stuff, he's so deadpan. Mm-hmm. He's so serious. It helps that he's in a relatable part of his life to the one that I'm in, because he spends a lot of time talking about how him and his wife been married 20 years, and they decided that even though things are going great, that they're going to see a marriage counselor once a month just to kind of reinvent one another. He was absolutely hysterical. That's the only way. And I promised my wife when I left here, I was like, I'm not going to let this Falcons loss get me down. I'm going to go, and I'm going to have a good time watching Nate Bargatze. And by the end of that show, he had got me back on the right track, man. He really did. I was in the right frame of mind. So shout out to the people that hooked up and got me and my wife in there yesterday.
That's good. It took alcohol and my kid to get me in a somewhat better mood. And then I went back into the dumpster, like, on the way to bed. I shouldn't.
You're like, you're setting your alarm going, I got to wake up and talk about this.
Dude, well, no. What happened was is I'm an idiot. And I opened Twitter. And I, and look, I've always been open to the tweet and with listeners, fans, because it's, to me, that's good. Like I want them to vent. Problem is, there's always one or two guys
want to
come at you.
Well, I'm glad you got to laugh last night, Mike, and I'm glad it was as great as you wanted it to be.
Same.
Because a big venue like that with comedy, it's difficult.
It was absolutely delivered.
He was excited too, because in pregame commercials, he kept like, what do you think I should do about this?
Yeah.
How do you think
that's
I should
great.
Get this?
You know what
I
mean?
So. I love it. Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot to laugh about.
What helped you get over the loss?
Yeah. Yeah. If you are a Falcons fan and you're feeling some kind of way, you have every right to. Let's get those feelings out. 404-726-0929. Get your calls in to Dylan right now to air out the Falcons' woes. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.